Okay, for you, Rush, 2112. Neil Peart, one of the great drummers of all time. Study up.
Are we gonna be goofing off like this every day?
We're not goofing off. We're creating musical fusion.
Well, are we gonna be creating musical fusion every day?
Yeah. Get used to it.
KXFM and the Mornings with Ed show. And this past weekend, we lost a legend. Neil Elwood Peart, Canadian musician, writer, best known as the drummer and primary lyricist for Rush. Peart received numerous awards for his musical performances, but you can't really account for the feeling in your soul when you listen to him drum. His drumming was renowned for all its technical proficiency, and his live performances for their exacting nature and stamina. We're going to honor Neil Peart here this morning. He was born in Hamilton, Ontario, grew up in Port Dalhousie, Ontario, and during adolescence, he floated between regional bands in pursuit of a career as a full-time drummer. After a discouraging stint in England, to concentrate on his music, Peart returned home, where he joined Rush, a band out of Toronto, in mid-1974. So join us now on the Mornings with Ed show as we say farewell to Kings, Neil Peart.
Thank you.
from the album of the same name. A Farewell to Kings. A tribute to Neil Peart this morning. We lost Neil Peart this past weekend. Early in his career, Peart's performance style was deeply rooted in hard rock. He drew most of his inspiration from drummers like Keith Moon and John Bonham, players who were at the forefront of the British hard rock scene. As time passed, he began to emulate jazz and big band musicians like Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich. In 1994, Peart became a friend and a pupil of jazz instructor Freddie Gruber. It was during this time that Peart decided to revamp his playing style by incorporating jazz and swing components. In addition to serving as Rush's primary lyricist, Peart also published several memoirs about his travels. His lyrics for Rush addressed universal themes and diverse subjects, including science fiction and fantasy and philosophy, as well as secular, humanitarian, and libertarian themes. Peart wrote a total of 7 nonfiction books focused on his travels and personal stories. Peart was born on September 12, 1952, to Glenn and Betty Peart and lived his early years on his family's farm in Canada. His parents bought him a drum kit for his 14th birthday, and he began taking lessons from Don George at the Peninsula Conservatory of Music. His stage debut took place that year at the school's Christmas pageant. His next appearance was at Lakeport High School with his first group, The Eternal Triangle. This morning, we're doing a tribute to Neil Peart.
Discover a use for his newly found wealth. He
KXFM honoring Neil Peart. I want to take you really quickly to the Moving Pictures album. You know that Rush originally planned to release a live album after the Permanent Waves World Tour, but when several new songs took form during the sound checks, the band returned to the remote Canadian farm they worked at to finish work on their ideas. Neil announced that he had found lyrical inspiration in the group's experiences of travel and dislocation and increasing fame. Delving into these subjects, he discovered a theme that seemed universal to all. Meanwhile, bassist and vocalist Geddy Lee and guitarist Alex Lifeson, they composed the band's sharpest music yet. After they recorded demos of five songs, Rush performed a two-week mini-tour during mid-September 1980 to further work out song arrangements. In early October, they returned to Quebec's Lee Studio with longtime co-producer Terry Brown. The sessions were Rush's smoothest sessions to date. Moving Pictures was finished in just 10 weeks. The trio decided to scale back their tour to maintain their health and sanity. Although when this album was released, the six-month Moving Pictures World Tour was already on the road. Geddy and Alex were both 27 years old, and Neil at the time was 28 when they released Moving Pictures. Just as The Who failed to realize how good Who's Next was, and Pink Floyd didn't know The Dark Side of the Moon was a rock and roll landmark, Rush weren't aware they had just recorded one of the best rock and roll albums ever. The Canadian trio's biggest artistic and commercial success, Moving Pictures, reached number 3 here in the United States. Over 4 million copies were sold right off the bat. Everyone knows about the first song from side one, Tom Sawyer. I'm going to take you to song number 3. The title, YYZ, was taken from the code on tags marking luggage bound for Toronto International Airport. That was Rush's home base. The song evolved during soundcheck jams on the Permanent Waves tour. If you will, join me for YYZ from the album Moving Pictures. Here's a note about that song. The beginning percussion in the song spelled out YYZ in Morse code. Honoring Neil Peart, this is Rush. KXFM honoring the loss of the legend, Neil Peart, drummer for Rush, drummer and lyricist for Rush. Just as good as you get behind the drums. Peart died from glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer, this past weekend in Santa Monica. The illness had been a closely guarded secret in his inner circle right up until this past weekend. One of the first people I wanted to hear from after hearing this news was Andrew Dedman, who we had here in the studio and had done some work with Neil recently. He says that Neil was an obvious legend to the average music listener, but for drummers, he was a god. He was the mountaintop. He's beyond the band he was in. He was a destination on a map that drummers spent years traveling to get to. An obvious master of a craft that most can't understand. KXFM and the Mornings with Ed show, honoring Neil Peart.
For the motor law, and on Sundays I eat.
Neil Elwood Peart, September 12th, 1952 to January 7th, 2020. Thank you for the genius, Neil.